This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in Israel on Friday the war in Gaza will transition to a new phase focused on precise targeting of the Hamas leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
There's no contradiction between saying the fight is going to take months and also saying that different phases will take place at different times over those months, including the transition from the high-intensity operations to more targeted operations.
Israel has come under increasing global pressure to reduce civilian casualties in an offensive that has killed almost 19,000 Palestinian civilians since the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. The Israel-Hamas war has upended the lives of foreign health workers at medical facilities in Gaza, among them Indonesians at the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. VOA's Yuni Salim has more.
The Israeli military has provided evidence showing Hamas using hospitals to conceal their activities, including through a network of underground tunnels. One political analyst told VOA that staffers at Gaza hospitals might not be actively colluding with Hamas or aware of Hamas activities near the facilities. The Indonesian hospital in Gaza has been in operation since 2016. But according to hospital workers, the fighting has left it so damaged, it may never open again. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
A Dutch court on Friday dismissed demands by human rights groups to block the Dutch government from exporting F-35 fighter jets to parts to Israel, which they said were enabling war crimes committed in the besieged Gaza Strip. This is VOA.